I just wanted to talk to you tonight just about from the topic of the end was just the beginning. The end was just the beginning. And today we heard two testimonies and they were just amazing. It was amazing to see the things that God has done in their lives. And many of us that are here today, we're witnesses of what God can do in a heart. When we just surrender our will, surrender everything to the Lord, the things that he will begin to do in and through our lives, it baffles us. We can't understand it. But for many of us, we had to get to a certain point before we were able to actually say, God, I surrender everything to you. There was a time where we had to be convinced that God was real and that he had good things planned for our lives, you know, because we were busy trying to kind of make our own way in our worlds and do things for ourselves. And sometimes we got to the point where we just came up against a brick wall and whatever we were trying to do or trying to accomplish or trying to get over, we find ourselves in a place of desperation, unable to change our situation. And when we were in that place was when God showed himself to us. And he showed us that whatever we stood in need of, that he was able to provide for us. And, you know, tonight, if you find yourself up against a brick wall, no matter what that wall may be, I'm here to let you know tonight that Jesus wants to meet you right there. And in that place, he wants to reveal who he is to you so that you will have no doubts, no questions. You will know for yourself that Jesus is real. And as I was reading this week, and I was just reading in the book of Mark just about these three people and how they found themselves in a desperate situation and no one and nobody else could help them. One was a man, he was running around in the tombs, the Bible says, and he was running around, throwing himself around. He was cutting himself with stones. He had no control over himself. Maybe this man tried to not do the things that he did, but he found himself unable to stop the things that he was doing. Just like many of us, when we found ourselves doing things that we said, God, I really want to stop doing this. I don't want to do this anymore. But we found ourselves unable. We didn't have the strength. We didn't have the ability to stop the things that we were doing. And this man found himself in that place. And it said no one could tame him. Even the people around him who tried to get him to calm down, to stop doing what he was doing, they couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him. And he couldn't stop himself. But then Jesus rose up on the scene. And when Jesus came, the Bible says that he ran over to Jesus and he fell and he began to worship. But the Bible says, an unclean spirit. There was something that was causing him to just do all of these things. And it fell down at the feet of Jesus because you know what? It recognized who Jesus was. And even in your situations, if you find yourself in a situation, you know what, and it seems like it's overwhelming, but you know, everything that's around you recognizes when God steps in the scene, when Jesus comes into the scene, recognizes his power and his authority and his ability to change your situation. And Jesus delivered that man. And when he delivered him, he got ready to go someplace. And the man ran behind him. And he wanted to go with Jesus. And Jesus said, go show yourself. Go back and show yourself like we did tonight with the testimonies that came. He said, go back and show yourself to your friends and your family and tell them about what Jesus has done for you. That's what we're doing tonight. We're just sharing a little bit about what Jesus has done in our lives. Amen. Amen. So then Jesus went on to another place because he'll meet you right where you are. And when he went to the next place, there was a man that came and he said, my daughter is sick. Could you please come and just lay hands on her? And see, the thing is, just like all of us, we've heard about Jesus at some point in time in our lives. Someone has said something to us about Jesus. We all have this kind of common knowledge about who he is, but we don't always have the experience to go with the common knowledge that we have. And so this man came and he was talking to Jesus, and while he was talking to him, a woman who was sick for 12 years, she was sick in her body. And the Bible says that she had gone to every physician that she could go to, and she had spent everything that she had. And it said even when she went to the doctors, instead of her getting better, she just got worse. I'm talking about when you're desperate, when nobody else can help you. And she went. And she just was following around behind Jesus. She knew he was, they were walking towards Jairus' house, but she was following around. And she had heard about Jesus and about the things that he had done. And she said in her mind, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. That was her last hope. She didn't have hope in anything or anyone else. All of her hope and everything that she thought would change her situation had failed her. But she said, this is my last chance. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I believe that maybe this man will be my way out of this situation. And so while he's still walking and the disciples are walking, all of a sudden Jesus turns around and he says, who touched me? And his disciples said, what do you mean who touched you? Like all of these people, like it was crowds of people following Jesus around because people had heard about Jesus. And they were looking to see, well, what is this man going to do? They wanted to experience things for themselves. So people were following, crowds following Jesus around. And this woman got within the crowd and she just reached out and she touched for her last, her last hope. She reached out and she touched Jesus, and Jesus felt her touch. Do you know that Jesus feels your touch tonight? He knows where you are. He knows that you're reaching out for him. He will not deny you. He will not deny you. He turned around. He said, who touched me? And when she realized that he knew that she touched him. And there were so many other things about that touch. And I can't get into it tonight. But the thing is, Jesus knew. He recognized her. Not only did she recognize Jesus as someone that could help her, someone that could change her situation, but Jesus recognized her. He recognized her amidst all of the people that were there. He recognized her. But he met her right where she was and he healed her. And she fell to her face and she worshiped and she said, God, she said, please, please. She said, I touched you. It was me. It was me. And she began to confess everything about herself. God took that one touch and he changed her life. He changed her life. So Jesus is still on his way to this man's house. I can't imagine what was going through his mind. He was probably like, I'm so desperate. My daughter's in the house. She's near death. He keeps stopping to meet with these people and heal them and do this for them. What about me? Like I'm trying to make it. Didn't he hear me say she's near death? And so before he could get to his house, the servants came and said, your daughter is dead. But the end was just the beginning. The end was just the beginning. So when Jesus put pulls up on the scene at the house. Everybody's crying and mourning. And he took just a few people in the house with him. And he said, why are you crying? This girl is only sleeping. And Jesus told the girl, he said, little girl, get up, rise up. And she got up out of her deathbed. Out of her deathbed. So you have one man who's desperate, who's running around, no control, can't control himself. Nobody can control him. And Jesus comes and he delivers him and he sets him free. Then you have a woman who has been sick for 12 long years, 12 long years of sickness, 12 long years of loneliness, 12 long years of depression, not knowing who was going to be able to help her, probably feeling hopeless, like there was no hope for her. But Jesus came and said, I'm going to bring you hope. Not only am I going to bring you hope, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to set you free and give you peace. And then we have a man who just said, I just need you to heal my daughter. I know that you can. Please come. Touch her. Just come and lay your hands on her. And before he could get there, his daughter dies. But God is the God of a resurrection. He is the God of the resurrection. He's the resurrection and the life. See, God can speak into a dead situation and bring life. And I'm telling you, I'm a witness that he will do it. He will do it. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. My God, I've done things that I wouldn't want to tell anybody. But God delivered me. And God set me free. And Jesus lives on the inside of me. And Jesus is keeping me. And Jesus is guiding me. And Jesus is strengthening me every day. All you have to do is just say yes. All you have to do is say yes. All you have to do is just invite him in. You know why? Because he's here tonight. You know why? Because Jesus came and he met you right where you are tonight. He set up an appointment with you today. And he's here. And if you're in the crowd, all you have to do is, like that woman, just get in the press. Get in the crowd. Just start moving toward Jesus. He recognizes you. He knows you. He knows you by name. He knows everything that's going on in your life. Everything. Sometimes God uses the difficult times in our lives to bring us to a point of desperation, to where we see that there is no other hope for me but Christ. And in that moment, he will show himself strong. On your behalf, he'll prove to you that he's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. You too will shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, of all the praise. You couldn't tell me that I would be standing up talking about Jesus, preaching about Jesus. You couldn't tell me. There were times I was so bound up in sin, I didn't know left from right, didn't know how I was going to get free. But Jesus touched me one day, and he's not a respecter of person. This is not about your socioeconomic status. This is not about your education. This is about Jesus that loved you so much that he died. He died. He was crucified for me, for you. He hung on a cross. He took the shame. He let him spit on him. He let him rip the beard out of his face. But it wasn't for nothing. It was for you. It was for me. I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad he did. There's a song that says, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. Anybody glad today? Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. I was a sinner. I was undone. I was messed up. But Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh God, he saw something good. He saw something beautiful. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. He sees something beautiful in you. He sees something good in you. He wants to use your life. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you freedom. He wants to give you hope. Would you let Jesus do that for you tonight? He already came to meet with you. So he's already here. The next step is up to you. Will you open your heart? Will you open your heart and let Jesus come in tonight? See, everything that you've heard about and the people sitting next to you going, yeah, hallelujah. It's because they know. It's because they know. It's because they know. It's because they know that Jesus is able to really change your life and make you brand new. He's able to change your desires. He's able, God will speak to you. Did you know that? He will speak to you about your future, about your family. Everything that concerns you concerns him. But he wants you to know that tonight. He wants you to know that tonight. Now, I'm not going to stand here and say that once you give your heart to the Lord, that all of a sudden everything is just going to flip, turn, and like a pancake, and every day is just going to be like you're going to come skipping out the house. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, because I need you to understand that this means that you do not go through this life on your own anymore. And that you have Jesus living on the inside of you, and he will begin to guide you and instruct you and encourage you. Even though this doesn't exempt us from difficulty. But in the midst of the difficulty, we have an advocate. And we have someone that is for us. He goes before us. He comes behind us. He hedges us in. And things that are meant to hurt us and to just kill us, things that are meant to just take us down, he goes, no, 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 no. This one belongs to me. I'm taking care of her. I'm taking care of him. He's there with you all the time. When you leave this place tonight, he's going to go home with you. And he will continue. As long as you allow God, he will continue to speak to you. He will continue to draw you. He will continue to just give you an understanding of who he is and of his power and authority and of his love. He'll let you know. He'll show you. I'm just going to ask the worship team to come. I'm going to ask everyone to stand tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Is anybody desperate tonight? Anybody just want to really know for yourself who Jesus is? Because he's here to show you who he is. He's here to reveal to you who he is. He's your friend. He's your counselor. He's your brother. He's your father. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's here for you tonight. I'm going to ask, if you're here tonight and you find yourself in a desperate situation, You find yourself up against a wall and you feel like this is the end, like I can't take anymore. You know, the Bible has a scripture that says they were staggering around like drunk men because like they were at their wits' end. If you find yourself and you feel like I'm at my wits' end, I really don't know what else to do. No matter what it is, whether it's finances, whether it's family issues, whether it's addiction, whether it's any type of addiction, whether it's confusion, no matter what it is, whether it's mental illness, whether it's other physical sicknesses, whatever it may be, if you find yourself in a place and you're like, I don't know what else to do, Jesus is saying, come to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. He wants to lift the load tonight. If that's you tonight, as the worship team is singing, I'm going to ask you, and I know you may not feel comfortable coming forward. This is kind of a big place. But I'm just going to ask you, if you're desperate and you know you need Jesus, I'm going to ask you to come down here tonight just so that we can pray with you. This is not a display. This is not to see how many people come down here. It's not about that. This is about, are you desperate? There were three desperate people in this Bible. They needed Jesus real bad. And if you know you need him tonight and you want to give your heart to Jesus, I'm going to ask you to come as the worship team begins to sing. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. He's going to change your life. He's going to make you new. Jesus will do it. Jesus will do it. He's faithful to you. He can never be unfaithful to you. I just want to pray with you, and I'm just going to ask if there's anyone that's coming to receive, to ask Jesus to come into your heart or to be Lord and Savior of your life for the first time. If there's anybody here that's here for the first time to do this, is your first time coming to an altar to give your heart to the Lord, if you could just raise your hand for me just so I can see where you are. I just want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask if we could all just pray together for these that are coming for the first time. And then I'm just going to pray for everyone else that responded today. Is that okay? Amen. Amen. And I'm just going to say a simple prayer and you can repeat it after me. Just giving you some words to say. That's all. That's all. So if we could all pray with them together. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. God, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for change in my life. I've tried so many things, but tonight I want to try you. God, I'm sorry for everything that I've ever done that didn't please you. The things I knew about and the things that I didn't. But today, I'm asking you to come into my heart and change me. Make me like you. I want to know you. I want to understand you. I want to live my life for you. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to make out of me what I could not do for myself. And I trust you with my life. And based on this confession, you said that I am a son of God, a daughter of God, a child of God. And we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask everyone else that responded, those of you that are desperate, you need God to do something in your life. You need a change in your life. I'm just going to ask you to lift your hands today, just as a sign of surrender, that's all. And if you're not comfortable with that, it's okay. You don't have to. But God, you see these hands lifted tonight. God, you see your people, God. And Lord, you met with us tonight. Lord, you came and you met us right where we are, Lord Jesus. And God, we ask you today that you would come in, Lord God. Lord, you see what they're up against, Jesus. God, you see what they're facing, Lord God. And Lord, you are their only hope, God. You are the only solution, Jesus. So God, we ask, oh God, that you would make yourself known in each and every life tonight. Lord God, when they leave this place, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to visit with them. God, continue to show yourself. Continue to reveal yourself to every heart, oh God. And Lord God, as they start to depend and lean on you, Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that they would allow you, Lord God, to begin to direct them, to change them, Lord God, to give them new eyes to see things the way that you see them, Lord God. Oh God, open up their ears to hear what you're saying, Lord God. Not what the situation is saying, not what people are saying, but God, what you're saying over them, Lord Jesus. Lord, that they would hear you singing over them, that they would hear you, Lord God, declaring, proclaiming your love for them, Lord Jesus, proclaiming your faithfulness to them, Lord God. How much, Lord God, that you love them and you'd never ever leave them as orphans, Lord God. Even in the most difficult time, the most difficult situation, that they would know that Jesus is standing beside them, Lord Jesus. Oh God, open up your word. Open up your word to them, Lord Jesus, that they would understand. Understand that they would be able to read and understand your plan. Your plan for their lives. My God, I pray tonight that they would go with peace. Go in your peace, God. Go in your strength, Jesus. And that they would be a deep, burning desire, oh God, to know you even more. Lord Jesus, because it's not the end, Lord God. It's not the end, Lord God. This is just the beginning of what you want to do in their lives, Lord God. It's just the beginning, God. It's just the beginning. And we thank you. We thank you because you're merciful and you're good and you're kind. And you draw us, Lord God, because we can't come to you any other way. Oh God, we thank you and we give you glory tonight for what you've done and what you're going to do. We give you praise. And we all said, amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.